Welcome, everybody. I'm Maggie Dawn. This is the Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Happy Juneteenth. Oh, it is such a beautiful day here in southeastern Wisconsin. We got a little sprinkles going on, but the Lord opened up the skies this morning and the sun shined down on Martin Luther King Drive here in Milwaukee for what many consider to be the country's oldest Juneteenth Day parade and celebration. And we have an all-star lineup of fabulous Black women this afternoon to join me to celebrate Liberation Day, Emancipation Day, and to hopefully come together in community and lift and elevate these fabulous Black women. We've got Marcelia Nicholson, chairwoman of the Milwaukee County Board. We've got Sabrina Madison, CEO of the Progress Center for Black Women, also an alderwoman in Madison. We've got Dana Pelabon. She's the executive director of the RCC Sexual Violence Resource Center in Madison. She's also a former Dane County supervisor and Dane County executive candidate. And last, but absolutely not least, we have Elle Halo, a trans Black woman and leader, founder, executive director of Trans Consulting. We're going to be talking with all these amazing women this afternoon, but I did want to start us off with some other wonderful, positive, uplifting news. The LA Dodgers, ladies and gentlemen, told ICE to go kick rocks. Apparently, a horde of ICE agents showed up at Dodgers Stadium, asked to get permission to enter the parking lot, and no was the answer. Fabulous. And of course, ICE has now denied that they were ever there. I don't know. I'm going with the Dodgers organization on this one. And it's very interesting that the Dodgers today were celebrating immigrants at their baseball diamond and field. So good for the Dodgers. I never thought I would actually root for the Dodgers under any circumstances, but I might a little today, especially if the Brewers blew that baseball game that was happening. They had like an 8-3 lead. It's evaporated. But I've digressed. Please join me in a hearty, hearty welcome to Miss Marcelia Nicholson, chairwoman of the county board, friend of mine and a friend of all of you. Welcome, Mars. How are you?
Hey, Maggie. Hello, listeners. Good afternoon.
So good to see your smiling face. Tell me, we were chit-chatting a little bit before we hopped on the air. Set the stage for all of us at the Juneteenth Day Parade. You described it so well, and I love summer in the city. So do the vibe check for us,
yes,
will you?
I am smiling for a great reason. So we had the 54th annual Juneteenth Parade today. We kicked off at 9 a.m. It was a full house. We were number 53 in the lineup. And that wasn't even the middle of the parade.
Wow.
There were thousands of people outside. The vibes were vibing. You could hear the music. You could hear the laughter. There was the barbecue smoke wafting in the air. There was the corn roasting. Oh, it was incredible. And of course, after the parade, we had a chance to visit all the incredible vendors. I ran into our wonderful U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin, amongst others. Oh, it was incredible. Everyone was in the room. I love Juneteenth with all my heart.
Oh, I love that. Steamy, a little humid this morning. The sun's out, the barbecue going, the corn roasting. Oh, it's such a wonderful event. And I love that Juneteenth, always here in Milwaukee, follows shortly after the Pride Parade. And so, and the Pride Fest celebration. So you have this wonderful introduction, welcome into the summer and all this celebration of community,
yes,
and togetherness.
Yes.
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 And all the more important in this moment of all the hate being spewed from certain sectors of our great democracy. We need those moments of coming together now more than ever. But for the uninitiated, Marcy, tell folks what the heck Juneteenth is.
Yeah.
And then I have a funny story about how I first learned about Juneteenth. But
okay, love it.
tell everybody what it is.
Yes. So historically, Juneteenth is the day. We call it Freedom Day. Freedom Day is the day in 1865 when enslaved people in Galveston, Texas, found out that they had actually been freed for 2 years. 2 years after the Emancipation Proclamation, they were found still enslaved. And so we consider these people the last enslaved, which is why we call it Freedom Day. So this is an opportunity for the Black community to just celebrate the fact that we're no longer enslaved, that we're free now to just be human and to be in community and to just explore what we have as a culture. And so Milwaukee County has one of the longest and largest running Juneteenth, 54 years, which is an incredible feat. And it's held by the Northcott Community Center. My understanding is the very first Juneteenth was Margaret Rogers, who was a staff member at Northcott, had experienced this celebration, decided to help get it started the year after. And we've consistently done it year after year.
Yeah, it is. It's a wonderful celebration. I try to go every year, couldn't make it this year. So I'm so glad that you were there so I can get the eyes on the ground.
I am there. I've been going every year since I was a little girl, since I could walk. I've been going to Juneteenth. I actually did the Juneteenth pageant in high school.
Did you?
I did.
Girl, you won, didn't you? Tell me you won, girl.
I did not. Oh. You know.
Well, they screwed up.
I didn't know the politics then.
I see. It's a little political. Yes.
Just a little bit. But it was an incredible experience. And I've helped, you know, get other young women into the program. It's about empowering young women to celebrate ourselves and who we are.
Yeah, I love that. And so my kind of funny story, and folks, if you're just joining us, I'm Maggie Dawn. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. We've got Milwaukee County Board Chairwoman, friend of mine and a friend of each and every one of you, joining us to help celebrate Juneteenth. This day, we've got a special day of programming all about Juneteenth lined up, celebrating especially and elevating, lifting up Black women's voices. I learned about Juneteenth when I was a congressional intern for then Congressman Tom Barrett. I was 19 years old, had never been taught what that was.
Wow.
Like, I knew of the fact of June 19th, right? Like, I knew the thing, but I had no awareness of the big celebration. Anywho, so I'm 19, working on the Hill, Congressman Barrett, and one of my tasks as the intern was to write his Juneteenth Day speech.
Wow.
Which was like the perfect assignment for nerdy Maggie.
Yes.
And so then I got all into it and learned the history of it in Milwaukee. And from then on, it was always on the calendar as be sure to go to Milwaukee's Juneteenth Day Parade.
I'm sure that was the best speech he ever had.
Listen, I am sure it was too. Listen, it was punchy. It was connecting with people. It was a good piece of work. I remember being very proud about it.
I love it.
And he did tell me later, 'cause Tom's such a nice man, did tell me later that he read it basically without a single edit. So I thought that was super duper cool. Tom from New Berlin on the text line saying, hey, the Brewers, they squeaked this one out, double play to end the game 8-7. So other good news we are celebrating. If you'd like to talk to the chairwoman or myself, if you want to learn things about Juneteenth, give us a call or a text, 855-752-4842. That's 855-75-CIVIC. I also wanted to say to one of our dear friends, Mark from Prairie du Sac, who got a clean bill of health today from his oncologist, no cancer. We're so happy for you, Mark. You have been a loyal listener for many, many years, and we love you for it. Thank you.
Congratulations, Mark.
Saying hi to Steve in Milwaukee in the Richland area. He says, hey, Marcy, hello to Steve. And of course, Cam from Appleton telling us all hello. If you want to, again, say hi to the chairwoman, say happy Freedom Day, 855-752-4842. Now, there's something new about this year's Juneteenth celebrations. Tell us about that. I was really excited to hear this.
Yeah, so, that's why I'll be leaving a little early today. So for the first time, the Summerfest Grounds is hosting a Juneteenth celebration. So today is opening day. We'll be on the stage. We'll be kicking it off, sharing with the Summerfest participants what Juneteenth is, introduce them a little bit about what the holiday is, talk a little bit about the culture. They're having a taste of Juneteenth. So there'll be some local businesses offering their amazing foods. And we have a lineup of incredible artists, folks like Eric Benet.
I know, Isley I was going to get my fan ready for some Eric Benet.
Yes, Tell me about it. I'm not missing that one for the world. So it's just another opportunity to include such a wonderful holiday in a festival grounds or in the world of festivals, and providing more inclusion, more accessibility, you know, more salience around the holiday.
Yeah, they've got the Isley brothers, Gary Clark Jr., and of course Eric Benet's there because he is a native Milltown son. So I thought that was super cool and so nice to have that come together with the opening of Summerfest, of course. Yes. And to top it all off, because I'm going to maybe try to see you down there, the Allman Betts Band is playing at the BMO Pavilion, which, you know, Marcy, I love some Allman Brothers, and so might be popping in for a little Juneteenth action.
Love
and
it.
To see one of my favorite bands. All good things. Also today, I was proud and happy to read and credit to Savannah Tomei Olson here at Civic Media. She put together an article. You can find it at civicmedia.us. Celebrating the Governor Tony Evers today raised the Juneteenth Day flag yesterday at the state capitol, gave remarks on a frankly fairly new federal holiday.
Yeah.
Here's what the governor had to say. For 160 years, this day has been recognized across the nation to celebrate the true end of slavery in the United States. And in 1987, to bring this home to Wisconsin, State Senator Spencer Coggs, friend of both of ours, and Representative Marsha Coggs, the namesake of our brand new, beautiful DHHS building. You're going to have to remind me exactly where the new building is, Marcy.
It's off of 12th and Valete.
Valete, that's right. I knew it was 12th and something. And State Representative Marsha Coggs proposed the first legislation to recognize Juneteenth in Wisconsin. It took us another two decades to get it right.
Yeah.
This is the sixth year in a row that the Juneteenth Day flag has flown at Wisconsin's Capitol. That's wonderful.
Oh, it's so wonderful. And the governor was there at Juneteenth.
Yes.
He was shaking hands, kissing babies. It was amazing.
Tony is a man of the people, just a regular guy. He'd sidle up right next to you on a bar stool and you wouldn't even know it's
That's
the gov.
Exactly, exactly right. In fact, we said, is that the governor?
Right? He is low-key fabulous. You know what I'm saying?
Gotta love him. Gotta love him.
You do. We've got Marcy Nicholson. I'm Maggie Dawn. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. She's the fabulous county board chairwoman in Milwaukee County. We're taking your calls and questions in this show-long celebration of Juneteenth and Black women, Black leaders especially. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. We'll be right back.